You sure it's not Neanderthal?
I thought that word. I thought you were starting this show.
We are.
Okay. No, get it. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your amused couple, Jay and Renee Neanderthal Valentine.
Today is May 13th, 2013.
And this is episode 107.
Wow.
It's like a piece of heaven, baby.
107, a piece of heaven.
Yep.
So you get to say that every 10 episodes. So.
No, I don't do it every 10 episodes.
But I'm saying you could.
I could.
If you really wanted to.
But it's always a piece of heaven when I'm sitting here recording with you, Renee Valentine.
I don't know. Awesome. That's on the cusp of sappy and sweet.
Sappy and sweet.
It's on the cusp.
Who you think we got throwing up right now?
I'm gonna go pretty much everybody, but that's okay. It's, shoot, it's our podcast. We do whatever we want. Well, welcome to another episode, guys. Glad to have you here with us. Glad that you're listening to us.
I think I dribbled on myself.
That's okay. Babies do it too.
Yeah.
If babies dribble, I'm sure we're fine.
Oh man. Dribble.
And we have a very active and happy chat room.
We do.
Today, we have Alicia. Hello, Alicia.
What is up?
She's so sweet. Love her.
She's representing the West Coast.
Oregon. Ha! I remember where she lived.
That is correct.
I remember where she lived.
Maybe she didn't want you to say that.
Oh, because I'm sure that, you know, that's her real name. And I'm sure they'll find her.
Yes.
All in Oregon.
Ooh.
Salmonatrix is here.
What is up?
Salmonatrix lives in Ohio?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's now, yes. The cool thing with her, I've been aiming to ask her about the girls that got, you know, was she anywhere even close to that?
Cleveland?
Yep. So, you know, that's something that I
don't know if we're going to talk about that.
I had kind of wondered.
It's very sad. But happy. It's happy but sad.
How is
Sam
it?
Sam said very close to her.
Really?
Oh. Sam, I'm glad you were careful.
For real.
And we also have J.K. Grammer in the house. Now, I don't know where J.K. Grammer lives.
Yeah, I know. He's all top secret.
I do not know. But hello, J.K. Grammer.
But I know because he posted on Twitter.
Houston, Texas.
I know that he works with wood.
He works with wood?
I think so.
Like wood?
Making wood designs and stuff like that, I think.
Like doors?
That's just me doing my...
rocking chairs?
That's me doing my Twitter stalking.
Okay, so JK, if I forget, don't be mad because my memory is horrible. And we also have Marcival. And Marcival. I told myself how I was going to say it. Marciv with the H.
Right.
I think you're new in the chat room. Hi.
Yep.
And I probably know you, but I don't know I know you.
Yep.
But and if you want to say where you're from too, or if not, you could do that as well.
And I heard that his son thinks him and I look alike.
You have a doppelganger.
I have a doppelganger.
I wish I had a doppelganger.
Ah, the Woodlands. So J.K. Grandma lives in the Woodlands.
Atlanta.
And you know.
Sorry.
And and I have an ex coworker that lives in the Woodlands, and that's the northern part of Houston. It's outside the city. I think it's outside the city limits, but it's still in the same county. And I have a coworker that I work with that's looking to move a little bit further of the Woodlands. So,
well, since I totally just barged into your,
I know, conversation. you get super excited.
I do.
We have a sister-in-law. I have a sister-in-law that lives in Atlanta.
My sister lives in Atlanta, and we go there often.
We do.
At least 3 or 4 times a year. I like Atlanta. People drive crazy, though. And there's a lot of black people, which is cool, because there's, you know, I'm not used to seeing, like, a ton here. So it's a different change. It's interesting.
Yep, yep.
So that's awesome. So that's our chat room today.
It is. Woo. But so we had a great weekend.
We did.
And Renee has a little bit of a, well, you know what? I wasn't going to bump into it, but the music just sounding good right now.
Yeah.
Can I just play a little bit longer?
Yeah.
I just want to take a moment to thank Pretty Lights Music for the great intro that they allow us to use. You can find their music at prettylightsmusic.com. All free or pay what you want. This guy, I mean, for 2 years, I mean, he's been allowing us to use his music.
That's so nice of him. And he rocks good stuff.
He does. And he has a new album coming out here in the next month.
Oh, nice.
So I'm really excited about it. And, you know, him and I email, not like with buds and stuff like that.
Look at you fronting like you friends with Pretty Lights. No, I see what you're doing there.
No, it's nothing like that. It's more of a, hey, is it still cool if I use your stuff? I want to make sure everything's okay. How's everything going out for you and everything? Kind of one of those things.
You're so nice. You're a good reacher outer to people.
Uh-huh.
And I have a problem with that.
Well, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I just like to give back and thank those that kind of hook us up and everything else. And
definitely.
And then also to our listeners. I mean, thank you guys for being there and listening to us. And I think that's the first time I play that whole song from start to finish.
Well, first time for everything.
I know. And that's
Valentine's show.
Yep. And it's a lot of great music out there. So, since that's ended, we can go ahead and get right into a little bit of what?
I shit you not.
Oh, Renee. Okay.
So let me tell you what had happened. So on last Valentine cast, I talked about an article that said Lauryn Hill was going to spend some months in prison.
Right, right.
Because she didn't pay taxes on like, what, $1 million or over $1 million?
Yeah, on $1 million.
And she paid some but didn't pay it all, so she had to spend 3 months in jail. And then during the week, we were listening to Sirius XM.
Right. And Sirius, one of my favorite channels is Backspin.
Right.
And Backspin has some of the old school rap that I grew up with and everything else, you know, 80s, 90s. I mean, all the good rap and everything. And at 5 o'clock every day, Ed Lover, if you all don't
some
know
people
him,
don't know who Ed Lover is,
he but was a VJ from MTV. That did Yo MTV Raps with Dr. Dre. Now, not Dr. Dre from N.W.A.
The other Dr. Dre.
The other Dr. Dre that was kind of on the heavy side.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Ed Lover does a show that kind of goes back to what MTV Raps roots were. And he started commenting on this Lauryn Hill thing.
Right.
And what did he say, Renee?
He said, what? You couldn't cut her a break? Everyone else is getting off scot-free. You can't cut her a break. I was right. Like, no, he didn't. Go on and say that you should cut Lauryn Hill a break.
Right,
and
right.
I have a problem with that. Just because someone else didn't get as much of punishment as you think they should, it doesn't take away from what you did. If you don't do what you have to do,
right,
you got to pay the consequences. And plus, she is rich. If you can't pay taxes on your money, something's wrong when you're rich.
Right, right.
If you're poor, that... I get why you can't pay your taxes. I get it. But when you're a millionaire and you can't pay your tax, well, I don't know if she's a millionaire. You think she's a millionaire?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if she has more than 1 million, right, she's a millionaire. So I'm pretty sure she had more than 1 million.
Well, yeah, I mean, she had to pay.
If she had 1.1 million, she'd still be a millionaire.
Right, right.
So I really took offense to that.
Right.
And I am a big proponent of, you this sounds so cheesy. You do the crime, you do the time.
You do the crime, but you do the time.
Yeah, it's like, fess up to what you did. I was telling Jay at dinner, I was like, it sounds like some kid saying, but Bobby hit Susie too. How come he didn't get in trouble? That's what it sounds like to me. And I'm like, just Ed Lover, go on somewhere.
Right.
You can email me. ValentineCast@gmail.com.
The Valentine.
The Valentine Cast. Right, Ed, right. If you have something to say to me. So.
Right.
So that just irritated me. So I had to bring up because I can't believe he said that.
Right. Well, you know what? I can't believe he said it personally.
Oh, I can believe it, but he's wrong.
Yeah, right, right, right. But you know how some, Maybe that's rich privilege, I guess.
Yeah.
Or I think that's what it is. I mean, you know what? He kind of did a Reese Witherspoon when Reese Witherspoon's husband was pulled in Atlanta for drunk driving, and she was like,
"Do you know who I am? You gonna find out who I am.
You don't. Do you know who I am?" When the cop pulled him and stuff, and you know. It's just stuff like that.
And the funniest thing was she said, "Oh, you're going to find out who I am." That was the best part.
Right.
But, so Lauren, you didn't pay. You got to stay.
Oh. Wrap up. That's how you people say it, right?
What are you talking about, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
But I will say, Hando, we did get your email on the other bumper that you gave us, and we'll probably switch that in next week or so. I want to say thank you for that. So, on yesterday morning, it was Renee's turn to take the dogs out. So
it was.
So the way we do the whole taking the dog thing out, you know, we alternate. Alternate the time. So that
Friday
means
in the morning, Jay does the evening, and then you do the night.
I do the following morning.
Yeah, blah, so it goes back and forth. That way it's equal, and we don't have to each wake up too many times.
Right. Because I know Renee likes to get her sleep in the morning.
I do.
I don't mind getting mine either. but yesterday was Renee's turn. This is Sunday. Renee goes to take Sammy and Toby out, and she's walking out, and all of a sudden, I'm in the back of the house, and I hear Renee say, "Jay, there's water all over the floor in the kitchen."
I guess that wasn't very descriptive, but I was surprised. So I go to let the dogs out, and I go to their
room,
and I pause at the door because I'm seeing this big old pool of water in the kitchen. I'm like, that's not supposed to be there.
Right.
So I went in and I looked, and like, thankfully it wasn't the entire floor, and
right.
it wasn't the entire floor. But it was a significant amount
right.
of water on the floor.
Pretty much all of our towels had to be hung up to dry.
We used all of our towels, and there was still water on the floor, so we had to go get a squeegee.
So so we woke up, and our water heater was leaking. So our water heater's in our laundry room, which is in our laundry room is kind of a mud room. It's a pretty good size room.
Yeah.
So, you know, about the same width as the kitchen. And basically the water heater's in there, washer and dryer. But around the pressure relief valve, there was some water streaming out of it. And apparently at some point in the night, it had done that. And not knowing to us, I'm glad we didn't walk up there like in the middle of the night to get something to drink.
Oh my God. Somebody, who I am.
Oh, somebody would have fell on their ass.
Okay.
Well, no. Okay. Yeah.
granted, I wasn't wearing socks, but if I had been wearing socks,
right?
If I'd been wearing socks and I would have went up there and stepped in that water, I would have screamed the most blood curdling scream. For those of you who don't know, I hate stepping in something wet with my socks on. It's gross, nasty. It feels gross.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was fun to find out in the morning.
So, got up, called the warranty place. They said, we'll have somebody out tomorrow. And I said, tomorrow? And
you're like,
there's like, well, no one's going to be out and about that has a water heater on the truck. So there's nobody out with a water heater on the truck. So, yeah. So we turned off all the water to the water heater. And so we pretty much had cold water.
We had no hot water. And what was so funny, I was going to wash whites too that morning.
Right.
And I was going to use hot water. And that didn't work out.
Right.
So there's that.
And yes, JK Grammar, I hate birds. Renee hates socks, wet socks. So if you show us a bird with wet socks, then
I will hate you.
Right.
So there you go.
Yep. And I didn't turn my phone off.
Don't worry. You aren't the only one.
Yep. And then.
Oh, wait. Yes, you are the only one.
I am the only one because you never turned yours back on.
Shut up.
And then yesterday, was also Mother's Day.
It was.
So I want to say personally to all the women, regardless if you're a mother, you know, if people say you don't have children, you know, I hope you all had a wonderful day. I like to call it Women's Appreciation Day.
They already have a Women's Day.
Well, they can have two. You all are awesome enough to have two.
That's so nice.
But
they don't call it Women's Appreciation Day.
It's
very exclusionary. Is that what you're saying?
So happy Mother's Day to all the women. I mean, if you have the ability to have a child, or even if you don't have the ability to have a child.
If you have physiologically
that
mentally a woman.
Yeah, right. And is it sexist for me to say that women have that innate caring? I guess that's actually true. Yeah, you have that innate caring.
It's been proven. I mean, right. It's evolution. Women tend to have a more nurturing. I'm not, because you aren't saying that all women are like that, right. But in general, women tend to be more nurturing. This is true.
And even if one, and there's different levels of nurturing. I get that. So
there's my mom,
right?
And then there's, you know, someone else's mom,
right?
So
and Renee's mom is great at nurturing.
She's wonderful at nurturing.
She
wants to be with her children every step of the way.
Yep.
So which is great. So she's a very good mom.
And there are some moms that can't do that, and they try to do the best they can. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's some moms who don't care.
They support in their own way.
And there's some moms who just don't care.
And there are some moms that don't care.
Now, let's keep it real. Some moms that don't care.
There are, but we don't want to talk about them right now. But happy Mother's Day to them too. You know. So with water heater, Mother's Day, I went to Home Depot to get a squeegee. So while I was at Home Depot to get a squeegee, an adapter to plug up to the water heater to drain the water, and some silicone tape, did I say it right?
No, I don't know. You probably said it right, but that's not the way I say it, but keep going.
I walked by a bistro set, and if you all remember from last year, I don't even know if we talked about this on the show, patio furniture is expensive.
Which I don't understand. It's more expensive than dining room furniture.
Yes.
And this stuff is going to be outside. I think
patio furniture is just for rich people. I think
like the really $600 patio sets.
Right. And so when we was out there, I saw a bistro set. It was a 3-piece. We had already bought 2 lawn Roth iron chairs for outside to sit in, and I just wish we had a table because. You know, last night, because of the water heater, it was such a nice morning. We were sitting outside on the patio, and we ate our breakfast pretty much with a makeshift table of a 5-gallon bucket and a box.
A blender box. A box that a blender came in. That was our table. I felt like we were
In college. Yep.
And at
one point, I wished I could have found an egg. You know, a milk carton or egg carton. You know, the one that holds like dozens and dozens. Milk crate. Yeah,
we actually have some at my house.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I wish we had a milk crate.
My parents' house, not at our house. My parents' house.
Yeah. I know you. I know how it is.
It's still my house.
It's still your house.
I lived there.
Saw this bistro set, and it wasn't expensive at all. And it was nice. It had a stone top. I wish I had taken a picture of it. we got it, brought it back home, put it together, and it was quite nice. And, you know, it has like the cobblestone type top. Is that what kind of top it is?
Yeah.
And now the chairs, we have 2 extra chairs that we're not using. They're going to be for company. They're not as – I like our chairs better.
Yeah, they aren't as sturdy. I like sturdy chairs.
Yep. I like chairs I can just flop in.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to be like, oh.
Sit down. Here
we go. You know how those IKEA chairs are, right?
Man, IKEA.
I love IKEA.
I do, but some of their things look a little flimsy.
I know.
Even though they aren't, but they look like it. Like, they may be uncomfortable.
What's the weight limit on this dinette chair? 125. What? Like,
what? Nope. That ain't gonna do. Not doing it. That's for skinny folk.
Yep. And then Renee and I went to church on Saturday.
No, don't you all. If you all watch this podcast, you know good and well that I did not go to church. Nothing wrong with going to church, but Renee did not go to church.
Well, we did go to a church.
Yeah, we went to a church, yes.
For a graduation. And yeah, who graduated?
My very, very best friend, Michelle, graduated. She is now a dental tech. Me and
dental
her...
Dental assistant.
Dental assistant, sorry.
Get it right.
She and I have been friends since I was about 12. Yeah, about 11 or 12. I was in middle school, sixth grade. So she's been with me through thick and thin. She's always been there for me. She's told me when I'm acting stupid, and she's been a shoulder for me to cry on. So I'm so proud of her. Congratulations, Michelle.
Yep. And it was funny. And then on Saturday.
Oh. I just got to say, we were in the middle of the graduation, and then the stuff was going on. Names were being called. People were talking. And then behind us to our left, all we hear is, "Mom! Mom! Mom! Mom!" Over and over. This little kid kept screaming for his mom, and they did not take him out. I was like, look, I understand kids yell. I get it. Totally. But if your kid is going to yell in the middle of a graduation ceremony, take that kid away.
Not even a graduation ceremony.
I mean, anywhere.
If your kid is just yelling, "Mom! Mom! 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 Mom!"
Yeah. I was like,
come on. And this is what got me. They thought it was cute, and they were laughing. And the mom was ignoring them. And I'm just like, there comes a point where somebody's going to flip their lid, and you just kind of need to remove the child from the situation until that child calms down. I mean, that's how I was as a parent.
Yeah, I would be a very considerate parent.
Right.
I realized that I might think that everything my child does is cute, but everybody doesn't think that.
Right.
But so, yeah.
I mean, it's like when we lived in an apartment, if we made Sammy and Toby howl.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. And we made them howl sometimes, but we didn't do it at like 2 o'clock in the morning or anything.
There was one time we did at 11 and we didn't realize it was 11 o'clock. Yeah. Right, right.
But we don't often do it.
Right. And then this is when you realize you live in a small town.
Oh.
So at the graduation, Renee took a picture with Michelle and everything. And then Michelle's sitting there talking to Renee and her other friend. And all of a sudden, I see Renee. I don't even know if you kind of smiled.
Oh, I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, you was kind of like, oh, hey. And she waved.
I did smile.
And I looked around and I didn't see anybody. I was like, what was that? You know what I'm saying? And she was like, oh, it's my old boyfriend.
It was my ex-boyfriend, Charles.
So, yeah.
Charles, when I was 16, I thought Charles was the one.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Like most 16-year-olds think their boyfriend at the time.
Right,
was the
right.
One. So, it was just funny seeing him.
So, yeah. So, I realized that we live in small tech because I'm pretty sure, like, the one time that your boyfriend, one of your old boyfriends called your mom's house.
Oh, my gosh.
And you just happened to be there. And he asked for
you. That was weird. Well, technically, we never dated.
Oh, technically.
Technically, we never dated. Well, it depends on what you call date, but I wouldn't call us a couple.
Renee was a Mac, as I found out.
But do you know what?
And all the boys loved Renee, according to Renee.
What? According to me?
And her letters that she wrote.
Oh, well, we're gonna get to that in a minute, but no, Alicia. Actually, it wasn't awkward. It's not awkward
It wasn't awkward for Renee at all. It's never awkward for Renee.
Was it awkward for you to have my ex-boyfriend in the same room?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
really? That was
I was like, would it be awkward for you to be in the same room with any of my exes?
No. Well, one of them. But
okay, well, why one of them?
Because that one's a pretty big significant.
Okay, but I'm still saying. So, I mean, it's still awkward. All of Renee's boyfriends were significant.
No, they were not. Anyway, so yeah.
So, yeah.
But I'm glad I did not stay with him. I'm glad I ended up on this track and ended up with Jay. So. And speaking of the letters that Jay mentioned.
Oh, God.
My mom was cleaning up the basement and my sister found some letters that I had wrote to her when she was at the Governor's Scholars Program, which is like an achievement program.
Right. And
I was four, I was 14 years old at the time.
Right. And I had to tell D, my brother-in-law. I said, D, you're lucky because your wife, Renee's sister, hasn't documented her teenage love life the way that Renee has.
Every angst and every tear is written down somewhere.
Right. And so I have to endure the joking, the Renee.
I think it's funny. I don't know. I really don't mind because I know how I was.
Right.
I'm honest with myself and I know how I was as a teenager.
I know how we all were.
But it was so funny.
Why do we want to relive it? Who wants to relive it?
Because it's funny. But I was like, all the bad times just can't erase all the good times.
I broke up with Rock and it's been 2 days and he was treating me so bad, but I don't think there was enough bad things that outweighed the good times.
And I think I saw him like once. I kid you not, once or maybe twice.
All the bad stuff doesn't outweigh the good stuff.
I know. I said it like twice. 14 years old, you think you know everything. Everything. Yep. So that was fun. Having Deidre home was good.
So we got to relive some teenage years.
Oh, trust me. I can do a whole lot more. I have notebooks upon notebooks upon
you
notebooks.
Do. And if you ever want to know how I was,
I would totally read yours when you were a kid.
But mine weren't like that. My notebooks were more of a troubled teen and being raised by his grandmother, who did an awesome job, whose parents divorced when he was 4 and 5, which were loving parents, and I'm saying all that. And I say that now as an adult looking back.
Right.
Knowing that. But as a kid in it, it was horrible. Mm. You know?
Yeah, of course.
And I'm in a small town. I am a good listener. Everybody's coming to me with their problems, and no one's there to lend me their ear for when I have a problem. So all I have is the diary and my music.
It's very emo-y.
I was very emo.
Okay.
But that was on the inside. On the outside, I was fun-loving, jovial Jay. So that's what my diary was about.
My diaries were how I was. So it was a reflection inside and out of what I was. So,
right.
If you ever want to know how I was, just read those.
Well, I know how you are, so I'm cool with that.
So let's go on to something even more awesome than me at 14 years old.
Right. So last night we were watching Mad Men, and no spoilers. And while we were watching Mad Men, you know, I think Jezebel.com kind of says it the best way. Say, here's the scene. You're at home on your couch watching Mad Men, bathing in a commercial coma pattern of luxury cars, Christina Hendricks, Johnny's Walter whiskey, luxury car, then boom. The most horrendous noise fills the air. You sit up, shocked because could it be? No. Are those the delectable, undulcinate tones of the one-man band Owl City? And this is what we heard.
Wonder if I gave an Oreo to the big bad wolf, how would the story go? Would he still go huff and puff, or would he bring those pigs cool stuff to decorate the deck he helped them build? Would they not get
okay. And you need to go find the commercial that goes along with the song.
Yep.
Because that is the cutest. Like, it made me so happy. I have, like, I hardly ever go back and watch a commercial over. Because I was sitting there watching it. I had never seen it before. And I was like, oh, oh. And Jay was like, what, what? Because he wasn't paying attention.
No, I wasn't. Because like, I was playing my.
This commercial is so adorable.
Because I was doing my whole commercial thing, right, where I'm playing with my iPad and stuff like that.
And it, yeah. And it totally worked. It made me want Oreo. Right. But, but it's so adorable. And it was so creative. And the art style in the commercial is adorable. It's like animated. And so go check it out. That's my favorite thing this week.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yep, yep. So with that, we're going to jump right into a bit of Where's My Button At?
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Don't talk to me about
it. Where? It always feel like it's long. Every time.
Well, because I never cut it.
I feel like it's getting longer. The bumper is growing exponentially.
Right. So last week we had we rolled and we got Skins for the Netflix pick of the week.
Skin.
For the
I thought you said skiing. I was like, we were skiing? What?
No. We weren't skiing. but that was our pick of the week. Was it? It was pick of the week,
yep.
Right? And then what happened after that was I'm playing with getting my Netflix set up here.
Okay.
And then after that, I did not even after that, but before that, we watched what was it called? Clerks.
Or we attempted.
Right. So I don't know. Do we talk about Clerks first, then talk about Skin? Or do we talk about.
We can talk about Clerks and Endure the Wrath. That's fine.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and set this up. I've already kind of gotten a little heat for it already. So we started up Clerks and started watching it. I mean, I knew to expect. Not your mainstream movie. I already knew that. But I thought, for me personally, I thought it was going to be a watchable, kind of indie type movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Johnny Feisty says it best, I guess to keep me from getting a lot of flack.
Oh, you're still going to get flack, I'm sure.
Johnny says it like this. He says, mildly amusing, mostly boring, felt like watching a film school project, okay? And I know some people are like, well, it was a school project. No, it wasn't. He wasn't in school anymore. He had already graduated. So, no.
You can't call it a school project.
It was not a school project.
Anymore. And I saw it a long time ago.
Right.
At least over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, that movie does not hold up. That is horrible.
Right.
And we didn't even finish it. That's how bad it was.
I couldn't finish it because it was just, I just couldn't because I could, if I spent 40 more minutes on it, I would have bashed the movie to no end. but my other friend, Serve, Dan, he also said that. He said, at that time, that was a movie you had to watch during that year or in that time frame. For it to really be a little bit more amusing. And he even said that. And he said it doesn't hold up well. And he said the people that still love it are those people that grew up during that time, which I grew up during that time, but they also saw the movie. They remember going to the theater to watch the movie or watching at their friend's house and the memories behind it. So there's mm-hmm. that nostalgia there. So I'm going to flip over here to the chat. Cause I know J.K. Graham is probably eating me up.
No, he didn't. Nope, he hasn't ate you up yet.
Because he already
Alicia
did on.
Alicia, agree.
He already
Thank
did.
Thank you, Alicia.
He already did on Twitter.
Yeah, he already like ripped you a new one on Twitter. But,
nah, he didn't rip me a new one.
And
but.
They asked if we had seen the pseudo sequel Mallrats.
Mallrats.
I don't think I've seen that either.
We haven't seen that one.
And they said it was better, but
I think I'm gonna watch it because the reason I'm gonna watch that one is because I actually heard. I'm trying to remember. I think that's the one that people have referred to before. So I'm going to attempt to watch that one. I didn't put it on the queue because I don't want to get rolled up.
Right.
But I am going to, when we have the spare time, we will watch it. And we did, On to Skin. We did watch our movie, Skin.
We did. We watched our movie of the week, Skin. Yeah. Skin is, go on.
No, go ahead.
But basically, it's based on a true story.
Yes.
About a girl in South Africa. And this was during the days of apartheid. Both of her parents were white, but she was actually she actually was light skinned, African American looking,
right?
With kinky hair. So right. She was classified as black.
Right.
So imagine if you could, like, it was against the law for you to live with your parents,
right?
Because you are classified as two different races,
right?
So they're one of the reasons that race got changed to
your parents,
right? Who and not your by, parents are,
right? And not by somebody sticking a pencil in your hair,
yeah,
and shake your head,
and if it doesn't come out, that's one of the traits,
right,
of a black person. So, it was really heartbreaking because she lost a lot of things in her childhood,
yep, and also in her adulthood because when you know her family, when she finally left. Her family, because she fell in love with a black man,
mm-hmm.
and her dad was like, "You're white. You can't be in love with a black man."
Right.
And then so she ran away from home, and she was with the black guy, and they had a baby. But then they couldn't get married because the state had already ruled that she was white.
So they couldn't get married because it was against the law for a white person to marry a black person.
And so she wanted to get it reversed.
Yeah, so she finally got it reversed. But her dad cut her out of his life.
Right.
And that was just so... And I mean, that kind of stuff happened in South Africa.
Yep.
And it happened here in the States, too. So.
Right. So if you get a chance and you have Netflix, Skin, it's out there. Go check it out. It's a good movie. It has the dad is the guy from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he's the
doctor.
The
archaeologist.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So that was pretty cool.
Yep. So it was cool to see him. And I can't even remember what year that it was.
2003 or eight?
Yeah, I think it was 2008.
Yeah.
So it's been on Netflix for a while. So go check it out.
Everybody has a chance to see it.
It was pretty good. Plus, everybody has their accents, too. So, it was pretty
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know. And then, like I said last week, I thought it was a documentary. And,
right.
And then, at the end of the show, there was, like, giving you a synopsis of where people are now. And I was like, oh, so it is based off of a true story.
And
then, so.
Yeah. And they show pictures and everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I don't think Hendo's here today, babe.
He's not. I am. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm going to go compete. Computery, because that's what Handa would be doing. All right,
so you go on random.org.
Yeah, I am. What's the max?
And the max number, because I'm doing it the way you suggested.
Yeah, that way you won't have to count. I'm being
160. Yep.
So you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
135.
135 is going to be Beware of Christians.
What? Read that synopsis.
So Beware of Christians is a 2011 documentary, follows four Christian college students from the United States who travel to Europe to explore what it really means to follow Jesus. So.
Interesting. I love, you know, documentaries.
Huh. It's got 2.5 stars. I wonder if it's apostatizing. I wonder if it's why.
If it's apostatizing, I won't like it. And then I'll just roll again and get something else, because I don't want to be preached to for an hour and a half. Now, if you want to tell me about your experiences,
right,
and you know how it affected you, I'm all for that, because so I would like to learn.
So that's the one thing I'm trying to figure out, because like I said, it has 2.5 stars, and most documentaries that we watch, you know, they tend to have better reviews, I guess. Huh, I don't know. In the beginning, one of them quoted Matthew. Oh, so somebody's complaining because they quoted a part of the scripture out of context. Okay.
Okay, so it's not anything.
Oh, and some people saying all they do in Europe is speak with other Christians from the States.
Oh, really? That's not fun. That's like preaching to the choir. Here, I'm going to roll again. Who put that on there? You?
Yeah, I did because I thought it was going to be good.
Mm-mm. I usually don't do it, but that's...
Well,
that's...
you can put it on there if it's bad, and we can clerks it. I mean, yep, that's going to be a term now.
Clerks it.
We can clerks it.
We're going to clerk it. So, are we gonna do another one?
That's fine.
26, so that means first movie.
Nope, doesn't always mean that, the way it's been lately. 26. We already watched Brokeback Mountain.
We didn't take it off, so take it off.
All right, so remove Brokeback Mountain. Did you want to watch it again or not?
No.
So that's Bernie Mac.
What's 26? We already seen Bernie Mac. Okay, yeah.
Well, I guess yeah. We will.
Yeah, yeah, keep going.
The Brothers and Sisters, Robin Hood.
Man, we are.
Good Lord, all those TV shows.
Hey, I like TV shows. Don't you judge me.
Good Lord.
I like TV shows. Yeah, there's a lot of TV shows, y'all.
I'm not watching Monkey. What's that?
Oh, hey, no. Hey,
what is that? Freakonomics?
Freakonomics. It's a documentary.
All right, so we're watching Freakonomics.
You can't. All right, now.
Several documentary directors each film a segment representing one chapter of Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen D. Dubner's bestseller, Freakonomics. I don't know.
We're going to watch it.
Yep.
And that if looks it's good. Bad, it'll be on Clark's.
No,
it.
It's got 3.5 stars. So... So we got two documentaries to watch, one about Christians and one about Freakonomics. And I need to take Monkey Hustle off because...
What is Monkey Hustle?
Yeah, that's
I'm glad we didn't get that. That's
horrible. I already watched most of it, and I didn't want to force you to watch it.
Please, no.
That is a black...
1976?
It is a 1976 movie.
Oh, no.
Monkey Hustle. It's a
black-sploitation
movie.
Black-sploitation, yes.
Black-sploitation movie. Google it, folks. Google it. And then also this week, we went to go see Iron Man 3 again.
Again.
With our great friends, Adrian and Cole. We got to go to Famous Dave's. And yes.
Famous Dave's is so good.
We haven't been to Famous Dave's in over a year.
I had bread pudding, y'all. Bread pudding.
And I had a mini Kahula brownie sundae.
Bread pudding.
And I was over my calorie budget by like 200.
Too. I didn't care.
But I got up the next morning, hit the elliptical, did some yard work. Mm-hmm. We rode our bikes this weekend.
It's
so
great. Yeah, and we actually saw it in 3D.
We did.
Iron Man. So, I mean, they don't do the tricks where they throw stuff out in your face as much anymore. It's more like, hey, we're going to give this scene some depth.
Right, and it's more given... It's given more, like you said, more depth to the film.
No, I don't think it's worth it, personally.
It depends.
But it's cool.
I can understand if people have 3D TVs at home.
Yeah.
And they're watching TV like that all the time, then that's probably why they're like, well, we should put it in because there's people out there that's watching it. Yeah. You know. And then saw that again, and we had a Merida makeover.
Merida.
Which I don't know what that is.
Yes, you do. Merida is the girl from Brave with red hair.
Oh.
They dubbed her the 11th princess.
Okay.
And
which just makes sense.
And they gave her, people say, I don't know, I'm about to post the thing and you can judge for yourself, but they said that they sexed her up a little bit, made her a little bit older, made her skinnier, and I'm having trouble finding the link I found. But they said it was giving girls a bad rap. And
right.
Okay.
I have it here. I have it.
I think, all right, well, we posted in the room.
I will.
For me. So I don't think that it's as big a deal as everybody's saying it is. And you know what? People are like, she doesn't have her bow. Guess what? She didn't have her bow in that picture. I'm looking at another picture and she does have her bow. People make a mountain out of an anthill. And it's like, okay, it looks like a cartoon version of her. It doesn't look like a sexy woman. Her dress is off the shoulder. So what? I like off the shoulder dresses. I mean, come on now.
And someone here said, someone here says, if anything, Disney should be looking to Meridia's example and mold the other princesses in her image. Confident, strong, and brave, she says. So is she saying because she's prettied up now, she's not confident, strong, and brave?
But the thing was, she was pretty in the movie.
Yeah.
She was pretty in the movie. She was skinny in the movie. I mean, the only thing about her was that her hair was a little wild, but it wasn't like, you know, crazy wild. And she was very stubborn and independent. And that was it. I mean, so I think people need to just slow down. They need to put the rage where it needs to be placed. That is not where it needs to be placed. Thongs for six-year-olds, that is where your rage needs to be placed.
Right.
Something like that. This, it's okay. People breathe. Because guess what? It is up to the parents to talk to the kids.
Right.
To see if they like this one better and why, and they need to talk it out. That's what being a parent's all about, is raising your kids to have good values and ideals. So
right. And Alicia makes a point. They did change the shape of her
that
eyes.
That was weird. And I don't know why they did that.
And then also her mouth is a little smaller. When looking at it.
Her mouth, like the shape or yeah, the size of her lips?
Oh, not the size of her lips.
The shape of her mouth.
Yeah, it's the shape of her mouth. Because she kind of, like, looking at it, it's more like she is kind of sort of, like, and then it's right. More of a wide smile, and then and the other one's kind of like.
Well, here, let me. I'm pasting in the chat room, another picture of Merida, and this one looks actually more like the picture in Brave, and she has her bow. She has a bow and arrow with her hair wild, and it doesn't look that much different. I mean, her dress is a little more sparkly, but so what? So yeah. People, I think you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah, I think you're right by saying people should probably refocus their anger and hate and rage somewhere else.
Because there are other things that are so much more deserving.
Right, right. So moving right on, Jack is back.
Jack is back, y'all.
So Renee posted this article in today. Mm-hmm. She got the news that they're gonna do a revival of 24.
I know.
And it's weird that we're talking about this because Wayne and I at work were talking about 24. He's like on the fourth season, and he's kind of like, "Oh man, it's getting draggy." You know, President Palmer's not there anymore.
Right.
So it's a little different. And I remember going through that. And you all know that we haven't finished the last season. Of 24.
We're stuck.
Because it's so bad.
Oh, well, it's not bad. It's just different.
It's different and it's bad.
We're missing President Palmer. But anyway, so we need to finish that up because I want to at least give it a try. They aren't doing 24 episodes. They're doing 12.
So they're going to do two hours and 1 hour probably.
I don't know. Probably not. I bet you.
They're probably doing like half season, see how it goes. And then
so that's May 2013, people.
14.
So 2014, people.
Yep.
So if you like 24, stay tuned for that because Jack Bauer is back.
Right. And so Neverwinter Nights, done by Cryptic Studios and Perfect World, it's a free-to-play MMO based off of D&D. And, and basically, Renee and I have been playing that, and we're enjoying it.
Yeah, I like it more than I thought I would.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, we've been playing on the Dragon server, and Renee is playing a great weapon fighter.
Great weapon fighter.
And I am playing a devout cleric, as well as a trickster rogue. When Renee's not around, I've kind of been doing that.
Yeah, it sounds cool, because I always pick the roguish character. So, I've been trying to do better by branching out.
And you saw what the first character I made was a healing character.
Was a healer character,
because
yeah.
I just know I like healing
characters.
Yes,
Jay's a healer. Yeah, and Jay loves the healing.
And I got stealth today too, babe.
You did?
I did.
Okay, so for those of y'all who don't know, it's a pay-to-play. No, not pay-to-play. It's free.
Free-to-pay.
To play with right. Microtransactions.
Microtransactions, and it's not a pay to win.
No, it's not pay to win. The stuff you can buy are mounts and outfits.
I mean, even that stuff, you can get the currency through other means. If you don't want to wait.
Yeah.
You can
buy the currency.
Then you can buy the currency.
Now, we're not, there were actually some founders packs that we could have bought. And at first it was like shiny. Ooh. But then we thought about it. We were like, we don't want these.
Right.
Not really. So I'm glad we thought about it, because I would have been upset. Because there's one Founders Pack that's $200, normally priced $700.
Right.
That is crazy. it is in beta, but they are not going to
do a player right wipe.
Any player wipes anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So, is it getting kind of dark in here?
Little bit, but I still look good. So,
cut on little lights for our chat room.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna get the
this little light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, this little light of mine.
All right. So, while we're singing that, this is something that you won't find on Spotify. But Renee finally signed up for Spotify.
I did.
And she got to try it. I tried it for a while before.
I tried it. It's cool. Okay.
Yep.
Here's the thing. Spotify does not have all the latest and greatest albums, which, you know, that's okay.
They have to have the rights for it.
Yeah. But if you don't know what album you really want to listen to,
right,
you might as well listen to Pandora. Because, I mean, the radio version of Spotify is free, so I just go with that. But you can listen to albums on your desktop with the desktop app.
Right.
So, I mean, it's cool. I heard Justin Timberlake's album. I actually don't like his album.
I'm glad you said that.
I like Suit and Tie because it's catchy, but I don't like anything
else. I'm glad
else.
You said that, because I thought something was wrong with me. That's why I was waiting for it.
I don't like it. Boo,
and
Justin.
We might want to.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo. Boo!
But Renee actually fell in love, and I actually like it too. An album that we didn't think that we would like.
I really didn't think.
You all know I have dogged this guy, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Oh,
and his funky hair.
His hair. It was giving me heart palpitations every time I saw it. Your hair.
Right.
Fix it. But my sisters have informed me that he has a little fro now.
Yeah, so, he has changed it, but still.
So I said I was not going to be his fan until he fixed that ridiculous hair, and he did. So I am a fan. Bruno Mars, I love the sound, the tone of his voice.
Yes.
And his songs are catchy. And Bruno Mars, I'm
right.
a fan.
And I don't like some of his. He has this one song that Renee and I talked about called Gorilla.
Gorillas.
It's a love song. And he's talking about how him and his girl make love. And it's like they're making love like gorillas. I mean, how would you feel, babe, if I said, babe, we're making love like gorillas?
I'm like, ew, stinky.
Right.
You know?
I'm thinking about.
That's like hairy and stinky.
Stinky, poopy.
Yeah.
You know. Nasty gorillas digging in their nose and eating it. You know what I'm saying? So I just like, really, Bruno? Really? But.
Yeah, but even though it's the lyrics are silly, it's a catchy song still.
Right.
Making love like gorillas.
Speaking of eating boogers.
The fridge is not prepared.
It's time for some food.
It is.
So, background music. I want to thank Mr. John Anilio at johnanilio.com.
Thank you, John Anilio.
For allowing us to use your music as we talk about food and whatnot. So, weight loss this week. This is week 45 for me.
How'd you do, Jay?
I lost 1.2 pounds. I am now at 98.2 pounds.
Oh, my God. You are so close to 100.
I know.
So close.
And Renee.
She
maintained her 85.6 weight loss for a total for 1.2 lost this week for a total of 183.8 for the both of us.
You.
And you have the frog pants total.
I do. I did it. I did the frog pants. Proud of me.
So what? So what are the folks at Frog Pants?
So
doing?
The Frog Pants, we have 253 people in the challenge.
All right.
And we have lost a total of 3,350.3 pounds. That is 13.24 pounds per person. I am blown away. I'm so excited. Yeah. You all are amazing.
I'm wondering, you know, Nerdtacular is about 50 days away. I don't think it's possible. But I would trip out if we hit 4,000 pounds.
Yeah, it would.
That'd be 2 tons. That'd be like 4 times what my goal was for all of us. I just said, can we lose 1,000 by the time we hit
Nerdtacular? And then we've hit 3, and I'm like, okay. So we didn't expect to get this many people on board, but I'm so excited that we did.
Yeah.
Because everyone's feeling better and it's great.
Yep. And we're going to be doing a try this. Last week we did our Tim Tam Slam. If you missed that video,
you
need to go to YouTube and you need to watch that. I had milk. I had chocolate cocoa going down my goatee. And then also the popcorn we're trying is from our good friend Punk Gopher out of Nebraska. And I just want to say he's in the chat room right now. Punk Gopher, you are the man. We got our Dorothy Lynch.
We did. Dressing. I was like, what is this? I totally forgot about it.
I have forgot about it too. So we got it today. Thank you so much, man. We got to do something, man, to hook you up.
Okay.
And Hando, you did miss it. I did mention that at the beginning of the show. He asked about the new bumper. We did have the new bumper.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to play it next week.
We are. So we're trying. This is blueberry muffin popcorn.
And
there's blue, but I don't know what.
It smells like the Smurfberry.
It doesn't smell like blueberries. But
it smells like the Smurfberry cereal.
So I'm going to try it. You can talk to them.
All right. And this is some good stuff. And I'm really, really curious about it.
Mm, not my favorite. It's very fakey.
Tastes fakey.
It tastes even more fakey than Jiffy blueberry muffin mix.
Really? And you like fakey.
I do.
Renee likes fakey. And
I don't like the white part, I don't think.
Why you gotta be racist?
Sorry. So, I mean,
the blue part tastes like the bubblegum out of the bubblegum machine.
Okay. What does the white part taste like to you? Like anything? Candy corn?
Yeah, the white part tastes better than the blue part.
Let me try the white part by itself.
Yep.
That's what I'm
See, Renee being racist. She immediately said she hates the black white part.
I said anything about black.
I said white part.
The white part just kind of tastes like candy corn a little bit.
Yeah. Kettle corn. Yeah.
Kettle corn.
So.
That part's good. Now, don't get me wrong. I like sweet popcorn.
Right.
But I don't think I like that.
Right.
I like I have there's this place on Fifth Street. It does cinnamon cream popcorn. And it's so good. It's so good.
Right. So,
so thank you very much. I can now say I've tried it.
Yep. And with that,
nom, nom, nom.
Let's jump right into a Mr. Feisty. I like saying Mr. Feisty. Oh, they didn't play.
Oh, fail. Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
And you probably did you hear that in my throat?
Yes, I was. I thought it was me. I was like, I don't think I did that. Yeah,
I heard. Should cut that out.
Nope, don't. I think it's funny. Don't do it. Don't. Don't you do it?
Oh God, don't it was great. It. So, go ahead.
You can't, if you hadn't said anything, people probably wouldn't notice. We have two birthdays that I would like to acknowledge. Friday is my cousin Teddy's birthday. Sorry, Theo. He's not Teddy
it's
anymore.
It's funny when we were saying Theo at everybody the family dinner lying. Yesterday, everybody was like, who?
Who's Theo?
Theo Huxtable?
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we called him Teddy growing up, but apparently he's Theo now.
Right.
And
well, it used to be Nay Nay. Oh, what was your
Nay?
Nay.
They still call me Nay.
They who?
My mom and dad and Deidre.
But see, here's the thing: your family doesn't. Y'all stick to the name, but when other people grow up and grow out of it, they move on. Well, my family does it too, because my grandma
you, Jonathan.
Well, I mean that's my name though. That's not my nickname.
But that's not your first name.
Because I don't.
And people call you JJ?
Because one, my dad is Jerry. My granddad was Jerry. And my great granddad was Jerry.
Excuses.
And they didn't. And my dad didn't want to go by his middle name. You know what his middle name was?
Confucius.
Elmer.
Oh, you told me that. Yes.
His middle name was Elmer.
Elmer Fudd. Elmer Glue.
But his nickname is Beanie.
Did you ever tell me where he got that from?
I don't know where he got it from.
Beanie. Like the beanie on your head. Oh, B-E-N-N-Y?
Right.
Oh, I was thinking B-E-A-N-I-E, like the beanie with the propeller on the top.
Of course you would.
I have no idea what that means. Of course you would. What is that supposed to mean? Anyway, so we have two birthdays, like I was saying, Teddy. And then on Sunday, our very, very, very close friend, Adrian, her birthday is Sunday. Yay. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to do better about sending out cards. So if I don't send you a card and it's your birthday, don't feel sad. It just means that I was being lazy.
Right.
It doesn't mean I love you any less.
Podcast of the week.
We need to change that somehow.
I will.
Maybe, or you, maybe you can get your own voice.
Pick of the week.
We'll think about it later. We'll think about it later.
Right, right. So I think it was Saturday night. We're in the bed and people were sharing this all over Facebook about a guy. Dude singing at the gas station. Apparently, I don't like Jay Leno. But I have to say, Jay Leno has this thing called Pumpcast. And Pumpcast, apparently, you know how some of the gas stations that have the TV with the news and stuff like that, they do a trick where they talk to the person that's pumping the gas. Mm-hmm. And then they ask them to sing a song. If they do, they get a tank of gas.
Right.
So, this one couple pulls up, the guy's already singing, and the dude comes and says, hey, you on pump 16, blah, 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 the one that's singing. He was like, hey, you know.
His face, I just watched it just now, the face he made when he first saw it, he was scared to death.
Right, and he actually said that they edited it because he may have cursed or something.
I would have.
You know.
I had this screenshot and his face is like
right. So basically they asked him to sing. He was like, yeah, I sing, I do karaoke, and he does Living on a Prayer,
yes,
by Bon Jovi, and he tears it up. And not only that, his wife gets out and she does the Eurythmics.
Sweet dreams
are made of thee. And he does a duet with her. And the video, the link for the video is going to be in the show notes.
Yeah, and it is freaking, like, they're overnight internet sensations because of that.
Right.
So that's awesome. And I was telling Jay, I was like, oh, they seem like such a nice couple. I want to be their friend.
Yeah.
So Will and Monifa, if you would like a couple as friends, then we'd be happy.
Yeah, if you're ever in Louisville, you need to come somewhere to hang out. Just go, feel free to hang out.
Yeah.
And we can go do some karaoke.
Cool. Yeah. I've been to a karaoke bar, but I never did it because
I've done karaoke.
Well, I was sulking at the time.
You were sulking?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I was sulking. I didn't feel like singing a karaoke song.
Were we together?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. We were still distance. We had the distance between us.
No, this was, you were here. But anyway, were you here? No, you weren't here.
I wasn't here. You've been happy since I've been here.
This is true. It's true.
So maybe Renee and I should go karaoke sometime. I mean, because my karaoke song was, you know, I always did, you know, stuff like Humpty Dance.
Right.
Funky Cone Medina.
Why you gotta do rap all the time?
And I also did Young MC's Bust a Move.
Rap all the time? Rap?
I've done Prince. But I do songs like that people love. I mean, who doesn't know Funky Cone Medina?
I bet Kimberly don't know Funky Cone Medina.
I was at a country bar. I did Funky Cone Medina. I had three ladies dancing on me while I'm doing Funky Cone Medina. And I was rocking it. Come on now.
Funky Cone Medina.
You know. So, you know, I have no shame. I done Doves Cry by Prince.
I need to do it. Yep. We're going to go karaokeing, and then we're going to have someone take a video so we can post it up on the website because I have no shame.
Right.
Think I have shame? I ain't got no shame.
You know, Ice Warm was saying that they should try to do something like that at Nerdtacular.
I would karaoke in front of all the nerds at Nerdtacular.
I got a little piece of advice for everybody out there with how Renee and I roll with Nerdtacular. because it's a once a year event and we never know what's going to happen. We don't plan a lot before we get there. We see a lot of people, which we're not saying don't do it, that are playing outings and stuff like that. And I know for us, with the last few years, we've noticed that if we plan stuff,
we never do it.
We kind of miss something.
Yeah.
So this is our vacation from when we go out. I mean, we want to see people. We want to hug people. And it's all about the people.
Yeah.
And
so I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know if we're going to see a movie. I don't know if we're going to go to a comic book store. But I know that I'm going to be having tons of fun.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. So if someone asks if we're doing such and such and we don't.
Maybe. Maybe not.
We won't commit, you know, but we know that we'll be there from July 3rd until that Sunday. Mm-hmm. So that we do know.
We do know that.
Then on the 5th and 6th, we will be at the ski lodge for Nerdtacular.
Yay!
So can't wait to see you all that's going to be there. Going to miss you all.
Oh my God.
I'm going to miss you all that are not there. Just want to say thank you, chat room. You know, for being here.
Thank you.
Hanging with us tonight. Thank you for letting us share our lives with you all. And you just don't know how much it warms our heart for you all to be here with us while we're recording. And then also for you listeners that are listening to this after it's been published, you don't know how much it warms our hearts that you listen to us.
Thank you.
If you want to email us, because we love email.
We do.
Like Hando, who sent me another bumper. Where can they do that, babe?
If you want to email us, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com, Will and Monifa. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. And our Facebook page, you can go like us, facebook.com/valentinecast.
But you don't have to. You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is the cowboy, thecaoboi, and Renee's Twitter feed is the ice flow. Outro music, Pretty Lights, go check them out. You all have a great week, and we'll talk to you all later.
Bye, everyone.